Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Changing Times, the Alan Wood Conversations.
Proudly supported by Kildare County Council.
It must have taken a fair amount of sacrifice on the part of your parents to send you to boarding school, did it?
It would have, yeah. I mean, we were steps of stairs, really. But myself and the two brothers directly ahead of me were all in school, you know, together, a year and a half, 2 years between us. And they were in Wexford in St. Peter's. And I remember my mother, the only time I ever saw my mother show fear, one summer's morning, she got two letters in the post. We were all on holidays. And one was from Loretto in Gorey saying that we would have a new uniform. We actually had two uniforms. We had one for kind of Sunday best as well. And I think we were getting, you know, the whole lot new, were more or less everything. I mean, our schools were not expensive schools and we had county council scholarships, so they didn't have to pay for that. But like, there's always expenses, there's all the other stuff that has to be paid for. And the same day she got one from St. Peter's College saying that my brothers had to have
That must have devastated
new blazers. And she simply wouldn't have had that money. She just wouldn't have it. I mean, it wasn't a question of, you know, maybe using the money that was meant for something else. It, physically, she wouldn't have had that money. And I remember her saying, oh, you know, what'll I do? And then there was no more about it. She was very brave.
Mm-hmm. She found a way, obviously.
Yeah, well, we were picking strawberries at the time. So the next morning she came too.
She did. Uh-huh. That's what she did.
A resourceful woman.
She was very clever too, you know, lots of people are brave, but they're rarely amusing about it.
No, was she funny with it?
Yeah,
could
courage,
laugh?
Courage can be very trying, you know, when people are full of nobility. you know, I mean, you can't have a
She
laugh.
Wasn't a martyr. She wasn't
no,
a martyr.
God, no. There was a woman who used to go, who lived very near where we picked strawberries in Boule of Ogue, and she used to go very early. We get collected by a lorry or back of a tractor or whatever. And she used to go very early in the morning. It'd start very early. The dew would still be on the berries. But she lived near and she would shoot in first, the sneak, and run up and down the drills. My mother said, I'll go tomorrow, as if the idea had just struck her. And we'll go early. We'll go before this woman.
I'm just thinking of your dad and your mom too. As youngsters, they'd have had it hard as well.
Very hard.
From no age, that have grown up in homes, probably not only just with no electricity, but no running water. They'd probably had to go to a well for water, like my own granny did.
I wouldn't consider myself somebody who's very good with my hands. So regrettably, I am not a terrific person at crochet or anything. But we had in the little house, as we called it. I have to say, the little house is really as if we moved from there to a mansion. You know, it just had maybe one more room, you know. But there was a well beside it, and it was a well where you had to sink a bucket, not wind a handle or anything like that, throw in coins and make wishes. And there was a skill, it was a knack in sinking the bucket. It was a sort of flick.
Otherwise it would come up empty. It would float and come up empty.
It would float on top. Yeah, yeah. And for some reason, I could do it. And when I was like a really small child, like about four, so on either side of the well, you had, you know, railway sleepers, planks, and my mother would hold me so that I would...
Over the top of the well.
So I could sink the bucket.
Mm. And bring up the water.
It's one of my earliest memories.
Yeah. It's interesting to hear you talk like that about the upbringing and the earth and the soil. And I'm thinking, I know you have a great affection for the poetry of Patrick Kavanagh. Mm. And there's an affinity there, isn't there, with his closeness to the soil and the earth.
What I suppose from when I started reading Kavanagh, for many, many of us, who grew up in rural Ireland and who moved very happily to the city, because I loved Dublin really from the day I arrived, which surprises me because I'm not very good at starting new things like jobs. Anytime I started a new job, I always thought, oh God, why did I ever do this? Why didn't I stay where, let me go back. But I did. I loved Dublin from the beginning, and he really encapsulated it wonderfully, that love of the rural, yes, of the soil, but also his life in the city. And it also happens to be a part of the city that I know very well and that I'm, yes, you know, very fond of. So, but I think he was a truly remarkable man. I would love to have known him. I know everybody says he was a cranky and crotchety man, but then again, who isn't, really?
Is there a particular poem of his that, you know, you really, really love?
Well, I suppose I would tend towards the more lyrical poetry. I'm very fond of epic. I'm very fond of Genesis. Oh, you are driving horses with a mist where Genesis begins. We won't even talk about In Memory of My Mother.
Wouldn't it have been a lovely thing if he had heard them say, a poet, aren't we lucky to have a poet in this canter, in this neighbourhood?
Oh, you're a dreamer.
But absolutely an optimist.
He held his self-belief.
Oh, he stood his ground. He stood his ground. Oh, yeah. He was
an honest man. He didn't allow fear to stand too much in the way.
Somebody local asked him to write a poem for them, and he didn't want to do it. So he quoted a high price for it, you know, a few shillings. And whoever it was said, no, he hadn't that kind of money. So, but that was really Patrick's way of getting them off his back. Mm-hmm. And then when he met that guy, subsequently the fella said to him that he got another local fella to write the poem for sixpence. And he said he could poet the arse of you any
That's
day.
Right. I know, I love it.
Changing Times, the Alan Wood Conversations.
Proudly supported by Kildare County Council.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.